Page 28. Movies taking their sweet time. In today's fast-paced world, more major films are running longer. You can fly from Los Angeles to Seattle in less time than it takes to watch The Hobbit, an unexpected journey. Elite runners can finish a marathon faster than the total time of Django Unchained. Daily life may be swinging toward 2-minute YouTube videos and brutally succinct tweets, but there's still one place where time practically stands still, the multiplex. Extra-long films have proliferated this season, a consequence of directors who wield near unilateral control over their film's running times and digital filmmaking tools that allow for longer and repeated takes. Movies don't feel time-consuming. Some movie theater owners say the current crop of long-winded movies are costing them at the box office, as films approaching 3 hours in length can be shown only once an evening. Exhibitors and more than a few movie critics have bemoaned this spate of prolonged productions. Yet some members of the most important constituency in the film business say the long films don't really feel that time-consuming. "It never lagged," said 12-year-old Jesse Serrato, who joined his family for the 169-minute Hobbit movie last week in downtown Los Angeles and clearly has more fortitude than many adults. Longer shows, more revenue? The year's movies include not only typically longer prestige titles, such as Lincoln, 149 minutes, Les Miserables, 158, and Zero Dark Thirty, 157, but also a comic book movie, The Dark Knight Rises, 164, a James Bond sequel, Skyfall, 143, and a comedy, This Is 40, 134. The running times haven't hurt some of these long movies at the box office. Skyfall has garnered domestic ticket sales of $272.6 million, Dark Knight Rises took in $448.1 million, and Lincoln has grossed $108.5 million. But those outsized revenues have largely come from megaplexes, where theater owners can utilize more screens for a hit film. The operators of smaller complexes say they don't have that latitude and are consequently suffering. Box office woes. Ted Mundorf, chief executive of the 229-screen Landmark Theaters, said that when movies exceed a little more than 2 hours, exhibitors lose a showtime a day at a cost of about $3,600 per theater per night. With an average-length movie, Mundorf can book about 5 showings a day, with 2 in the sweet spot between 7 and 9:30 p.m., when theaters generate about 80% of their business. But movies like The Hobbit can be shown only 4 times a day, with 1 prime-time screening. Going digital. Traditionally, Hollywood's longest movies were historical epics such as Gone with the Wind and Lawrence of Arabia, and running time was synonymous with prestige. But now even genre films have grown longer, according to Jan Christopher Horak, director of UCLA's Film and Television Archive. When filmmakers used real film, directors shot roughly 40 minutes of footage for 1 minute of screen time, Horak said. Now shooting ratios are closer to 200 to 400 minutes shot for every 1 minute on screen, because crews are no longer concerned about wasting costly film stock. "There's a kind of overkill at work here," Horak said. "Film directors have this mistaken notion that digital is free, so they shoot a lot more footage. And they're in love with what they shoot." Winning the fight. Many of this year's longer movies come from filmmakers who have racked up enough clout with their studios to win the running time fight, like This Is 40 director-producer Judd Apatow. "It's hard to get out of the house to go to the movies," Apatow said, of his movie's long running time. "Movies are expensive. Parking is expensive. Why is everyone in a rush to go home? An extra 15 minutes won't kill you. Everyone thinks everything is like a 2-minute YouTube video. and I refuse to adjust for them. Vocabulary focus. Proliferate. Wield. Unilateral. Spate. Latitude. Prime time. Clout.